What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new, thank you for joining. If you're returning, thank you for coming back. So the topic for today is going to be Jump Force and my review on Jump Force and what I thought about it. So I got it on Friday and I got some time to play it over the weekend. And I'm going to try and give an honest review I can on this. So to start off, I like the game, but there was definitely some things that I didn't like. So we'll go into the cons first. So one of the things is it has a team system. So you have a team of three. You pick three characters to be on your team. A lot like Dragon Ball Fighters or like Marvel vs. Capcom, something like that. But one of the issues that I have with this one is, so you share an energy gauge between the three characters. So when you switch, you still build up the same energy gauge, which is good. That's like Dragon Ball Fighters. But one of the problems that I have is that your health is for all three characters. All three characters share the same health. So one of the things that happens is it takes away a big reason to switch out characters. Like in Dragon Ball Fighters, each character had their own health gauge. And so when it went down, you just played as the next character. And so during the fight, you could switch out characters and use that strategically to try and put in a fresh character to let the other one heal up a little bit, or to keep from totally losing a character. But in Jump Force, all three characters that you choose share the same health gauge, so a lot of the times in the game end up not really switching out too much, and that could be my lack of knowledge on the the stat system that they kind of have going. So I'll cover that next. But yeah, I think it would have been better if maybe each character had their own health gauge, kind of like Dragon Ball Fighters. I think that would have been an improvement, because it's not too much necessity to change out characters unless you want to. Though you can change out characters strategically, mid attacks to keep combos going, and you can also call in characters to do assist, like in Dragon Ball Fighters. But yeah, I think maybe if each character had their own health gauge, that would help out a lot. Also, on to the next con is it seems like there's a lot of loading screens and the loading times are really long. And that might just be me. It might just be something that just, I don't know, I just have a pet peeve about, I guess, but seems to be a lot of loading screens, and that might be an issue with me, just me being impatient. But yeah, and those are kind of two of the biggest, and they're not even huge cons. It doesn't really take away from the game. It's just, like the first one with the health gauge thing, I think that if they would have done that, it would have added a little bit more to the game. It would have made it more important to switch out characters as an element of the combat. But so it's just like a little thing. We'll go over some of the pros now. So the fighting in the game is really epic. And they did a good job, when you're doing the moves and things like that, it really feels, powerful. When you're Goku and you do the Spirit Bomb, they made it really epic. So, I mean, you feel as powerful as you're supposed to feel playing as these characters. It's cool that the moves you do also kind of damage the arena around you. So, you know, you do the spirit bomb or whatever, and it throws rubble and stuff. So, which is cool. And as you take damage, your character will start to look more and more messed up. So, like, their clothes will start to tear, and they'll start to look bloody and bruised. So, that's a cool element that they added in there. So, when you're taking damage, like, you actually see it. And obviously, the characters, there's 40 characters in the game that you start out with, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing a lot of DLC, because there's a lot of characters that they can add to this game from all the respective manga universes from all these franchises. So that'd be really cool. There'll definitely be even more character selection later on. And all the characters are cool. They all have their unique moves. And it's cool that they kept the voice actors, original Japanese voice actors for the characters. So all in all, it's really fun. I played once, and I was doing good in like the first round, and then got my ass kicked in the next two. Well, the second round was close, but the guy beat me, and then the third one, he destroyed me. But when that was all my fault. I needed to turn down like on the Xbox Elite controller that I have. Like, the vibration on the controller was too loud, and in that game, every time you do a move or get hit, it would just make it go crazy, and it distracted me a lot. It was driving me crazy, so I lost my focus. But also, that guy really did, I guess he kind of figured me out after the second round, too, so a combination of those things. But it was fun. It wasn't laggy. It seemed to respond good. I had no issues with it. So I'll play more of those matches and see, but there was no problems in that one. And all in all, it's a really cool game. It's really fun. I know people had some gripes and complaints about it, that like the story was cliche, and that the cutscenes were bland, and that the animations of the characters were bad in the cutscenes. And I can kind of see where they're coming from. The animations and the cutscenes are not like the best, and the storytelling is not like incredibly good. I mean, it's nothing like incredibly profound, but it's the basic good versus evil kind of thing. But people are complaining about that, but they have to think like about these franchises. Like, most of these Shonen Jump franchises, it's the thing is good versus evil. So I mean, this fits in with what it's supposed to be. So I don't know why anybody expected anything like incredibly profound kind of story, but I mean, it's good enough. You know, the fighting is epic, so that's exactly what you want in a fighting game. But I enjoyed the game. And I give it like a 4 out of 5. Because it has its issues, but I enjoy it. And I know it's one of those games I'll play for a while and have a lot of fun with. So I recommend that everyone checks it out if that's your kind of thing. And hope everyone has a good Monday and rest of the week. Be back on the podcast on Wednesday, updating on developments on games and entertainment for the week. So, hope everyone has a good day. Take care.